house seemed much emptier without him. Brent observed travelers writing postcards, recalled that he'd bought some, and realized he had no one he wanted to send them to. He was a planet on which there was no other life as yet. Then he felt the harmonica in his pocket and thought to himself, "Let there be music." He chose the back lawn, more private than the rockers on the front porch. He read the booklet's introduction. "The instrument you hold is a full orchestra in miniature." Stared at the photo marked figure 1A, snorted at the player's jacket and cufflinks, read three times the detailed instructions, "Raise your harmonica, now moisten your lips, fill your lungs, then partially exhale." Set the instrument to his mouth and produced his first note. "Congratulations!" By the fading light, then by flashlight, he pored over lesson one, trying to find C at the fourth hole without looking, tripping over the C scale's quirky pattern, laboring with scant success to get a single note instead of two. He put it away, discouraged, glaring at the words, "Play instantly," on the booklet. He turned off the flashlight. He tilted his head, found the summer triangle, a familiar face to him now, and felt better. In the morning, he found a paperback copy of 2 Years Before the Mast by his bed, with Emil's address written on the bookmark. He'd left very early, according to the clerk. Brent looked as though he were leaving as well, tramping out the front door with his pack on his back.